Johnson.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Dan Erickson from Chisholm Baptist Church in Chisholm, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Eternal and sovereign Father, the men and women gathered in this room desire to make a positive impact on this troubled world. Lord, use their efforts today toward that end. Help each of them to focus on promoting what is good, right, and true. Grant wisdom that will enable them to unravel complicated problems, recognize unintended consequences, and balance competing interests in an equitable way. Allow them to accomplish the people's business in a manner that honors you and benefits the citizens of Minnesota. I also ask, Father, that you will enable the men and women of this body to encourage one another. Empower them to speak words full of grace and truth. Grant them the ability to be good listeners, especially toward those with whom they often disagree. Enable them to treat each other with patience and respect. Help them remember that those whose opinions differ from their own are usually also seeking to serve what they believe to be the common good. Finally, Lord, I ask that every individual here would experience your grace and blessings in his or her life. Each brings personal concerns into this room. Some have health issues. Others might be concerned about a son or daughter who's making poor choices. Some may be struggling with personal temptations or addictions. In each case, I pray that you would provide the grace and strength needed for today's challenges and tasks. And Lord, I would add a special prayer for my Senator, David Tomasoni, who continues his work despite his battle with that horrible, debilitating disease we call ALS. May grace, hope, and peace fill his mind and heart today. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bigham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichhorn, Eakin, Fate, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunisch, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrum, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Anderson, Carlson, Coleman, Eaton, Gazelka, Goggin, Howe, Klein, Lang, Lopez, Franzen, McEwen, Miller, Newton, Putnam, Rosen, and Tomasoni. A quorum is present. Beginning under the second order of business, executive and official communications, the secretary will read the message.
The Honorable David J. Osmick, President of the Senate. Dear Senator Osmick, I respectfully submit the attached list of notaries public for the 2021 to the Senate for confirmation as required by Article 5, Section 3 of the Minnesota Constitution, the Minnesota Statutes 2021, Section 359.01. Sincerely, Tim Walls, Governor.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the notaries be laid on the table.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file number 4025, a bill for an act relating to opioids.
There's no action required. Secretary will read the next messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of five members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House of the following Senate file. Senate file number 2673, a bill for an act relating to public safety. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Mariani, Becker, Finn, Moeller, Frazier, and Johnson. Senate file number 2673 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for an appointment of a conference committee consisting of five members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House of the following Senate file. Senate file number 4091, a bill for an act relating to state government, appropriating money for commerce, jobs, and economic growth. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House, Neuer, Eklund, Long, Stevenson, and Swedzinski. Senate file number 4091 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. The Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to the House file number 3872, a bill for an act relating to higher education. The House respectfully requests that the conference committee of five members be appointed thereon: Bernardi, Christensen, Cleverne, Keeler, and O'Neill have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. Senate file, House file number 3872 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with a request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni moves that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 3872, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with the light conference committee appointed by the part of the House.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 3285, 3768, 3845, and 3805. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. We move to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House bills are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Johnson.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed on the agenda be adopted.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 2307, 2011, 3287, and 4116.
The Senate files are given their second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file number.
House file number 3765.
The House file has been given its second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the ninth order of business, Senate resolutions 136 and 137 are referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I designate the following bills be made on special orders for immediate consideration under Rule 26.
Members, there are five bills today. First bill is House File 3296, number 54, on general orders. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, I'm pleased to introduce House File number 3296. It was also Senate File number 3072. We actually passed this bill off the floor last year, 67-0. It did not get passed in the other body. What was passed was a task force that we worked through the off session and started and had seven meetings over starting in September and ending in January. And with that, I want to thank my counterparts on the task force group. That was Senator Jim Carlson from the Senate, and then Representative Joachim and Representative Petersburg. We all four worked along with many of the stakeholders for seven meetings, as I said. In Minnesota, if a vehicle less than $9,000 or greater than 6 years is destroyed or harmed in an auto accident over 80% of its value. Those vehicles have a loophole currently that the people buying them do not know that they've had that damage. So we're trying to close that loophole. If a high-valued car or a late-model vehicle is had more than 80% damage, it's noted as a salvage vehicle. At that point, it has to go through an inspection and then is done as a prior salvage so that people are know what's going on. It's transparent. But this loophole existed in Minnesota. So as I said, we had a task force that met, worked with the stakeholders, got agreement with all parties. with exception of one technical amendment that's agreed on both sides. So with that, Mr. President, I would offer the A2 amendment.
Senator Jasinski moves the A2 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Jasinski moves to amend House File Number 3296 as follows, page 6, line 3, delete. This is the A2 amendment.
To the A2 amendment. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this is just a technical amendment by our staff to make a couple corrections on the bill.
Any discussion to the A2 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A2 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. The A2 amendment is adopted. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, I want to thank our staff, Mr. Matt Burris and Ms. Stengel, Lexi Stengel, who worked tirelessly on this over the summer and got the language to agreeable. And I will not go through section by section. I explained the bill. So with that, if there's any questions, I would stand for questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion to House File 3296 as amended. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File Number 3296, a bill for an act relating to motor vehicles.
Third reading. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage of House File 3296 as amended. Call Senator Hur to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Hur.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Carlson.
Carlson votes aye. Senator Hur.
I report aye for Senator Eaton.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Hur.
Aye for Senator Klein.
Klein votes aye. Senator Hur.
Aye for Senator Lopez Franzen.
Lopez Franzen votes aye. Senator Hur.
Aye for Senator McCune.
McCune votes aye. Senator Hur.
Aye for Senator Newton.
Newton votes aye. Senator Hur.
And aye for Senator Putnam.
Putnam votes aye.
Thank you.
Call on Senator Jasinski to vote to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Coleman votes aye.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Goggin votes aye.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Howe votes aye.
Howe votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Miller votes aye.
Miller votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Rosen votes aye.
Rosen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and 0 nays, House File 3296 as amended does pass and its title agreed to. Moving next bill is, let's go with Senator Jasinski again, House File 3682, number 31 on general order. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. You threw me off. I thought I was going to be one in between here. But this is House File Number 3682, also Senate File 3457. This is a newspaper bill, the Minnesota Newspaper Association. This Chapter 331A has not been updated for over 20 years. This bill just basically updates the language and brings into effect the e-editions and online newspapers. It's been met with. Nobody opposes the bill. And with that, I'd stand for any questions.
Discussion to House File 3682. Senator Swedzinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just support the bill. The press has been suffering the last few years, as all of us know, and anything we can do to bring them into the 21st century and take one less burden in trying to keep them exercising their First Amendment rights is much appreciated. So thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion to House File 3682. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File Number 3682, a bill for an act relating to local government expanding certain requirements regarding qualified newspapers.
Third reading. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its roll call on Senate File House File 3682.
Call Senator Herr to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Herr.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report votes for this following senators. Aye for Senator Carlson.
Carlson votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Eaton.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Klein.
Klein votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Lopez Frenson.
Lopez Frenson votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator McEwen.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Newton.
Newton votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Putnam.
Putnam votes aye.
Thank you.
Calling Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Coleman votes aye.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Goggin votes aye.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Howell votes aye.
Howell votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Miller votes aye.
Miller votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Rosen votes aye.
Rosen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. All members having voted with the desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and no nays, House File 3682 does pass its title agreed to. Moving to the next item on special orders, House File 4406, number 30 on general order, Senator Latz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this is the annual revisers bill. Every year, our revisers office is accumulating information on errors that appear in the statute books, misplaced commas, inaccurate statutory cross-references, grammatical errors, things like that. They put together this accumulative correction bill for us to pass on an annual basis. That's what we have before us today. There are no substantive changes. It is purely technical in nature. This is not the same as the revisers bill that we will probably pass as the last item off the floor at the end of the session, which will attempt to fix all the errors that were caught about the bills that we have passed this year. But this is the separate corrections or revisers bill. I ask for your support.
Discussion to House File 4406. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File Number 4406, a bill for an act relating to legislative enactments.
Third reading. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on House File 4406. Calling Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Coleman votes aye.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Goggin votes aye.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Howell votes aye.
Howell votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Miller votes aye.
Miller votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Rosen votes aye.
Rosen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Thomasoni votes aye.
Thomasoni votes aye. Calling Senator Hurd to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Hurd.
Mr. President, I will report votes for this following senators. Aye for Senator Carlson.
Carlson votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator Eaton.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator Klein.
Klein votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator Lopez Franson.
Lopez Franson votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator McEwen.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator Newton.
Newton votes aye. Senator Hurd.
Aye for Senator Putnam.
Putnam votes aye. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, House File 4406 does pass and its title agreed to. Final bill on today's agenda for special orders is Senate File 3504, Senator Rosen. I'm sorry, 3540, Senator Rosen.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Yes, Senate File 3540 is our omnibus pension and retirement policy bill, and it's a very simple bill, members. There are a few amendments, though, that I would like to get the bill into the form that it should be, and then we can go through the requirements inside the bill. I have the A1 amendment.
Senator Rosen moves the A1 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Rosen moves to amend Senate File Number 3540 as follows. Page 61, line 23, delete. This is the A1 amendment.
To the A1 amendment, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just some language change, deleting adequacy, inserting police, firefighter, and state trooper disability benefit adequacy, clarifying that language, and a couple other clarifying pieces to this amendment.
Discussion to the A1 amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A1 amendment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The amendment is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Trying to get my act together. Mr. President, I also have the A50 amendment I'd like to offer.
Senator Rosen moves the A50 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Rosen moves to amend Senate File Number 3540 as follows, page 68, line 10. This is the A50 amendment.
To the A50 amendment, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. It's Section 11 of the technical article of the bill turned out not to be technical. It imposes new and unworkable reporting obligations on certain 403B investment providers like variable annuities and mutual fund providers. And the amendment adjusts these obligations so investment providers can comply with the new reporting requirements and do not have to develop a Minnesota-specific form. So, members, we will continue to work on this. Of course, the House has not passed the pension policy bill, and we'll continue to work on this, but I would like to have the A50.
Discussion of the A50 amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A50 amendment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The amendment is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And in the bill are several of our members' personal pieces and some just cleanup language. And I'd like to just actually first thank all the pension members. They are just wonderful in the Senate. Senator Pappas, our lead in the Senate, Senator Frentz, Senator Jasinski, Senator Senjum, Senator Howe, and Senator Rarick. So they are a great bunch of people to work with, and we do good stuff in the Pension Commission. The first article is Senator Jasinski's requires the Department of Labor and Industry to study adequacy of workers' compensation, disability, and pension benefits for police officers. And Article 2 is Senator Pappas's authorizes advanced practice registered nurses to provide disability assessments. Mr. President, you have a piece in here, MSRS, which permits the survivor of a deceased state employee to purchase service credit to receive an annuity death benefit. Senator Anderson has a piece for MSRS, a military service purchases similar to the Paris provision for service credit purchases that are not federally protected. Senator Benson has a para piece which restored segmented annuities to members who have breaks in public employment. Senator Bingham has something with a teacher, suspends the earnings limitations for TRA and St. Paul teachers, retired teachers who return to teaching. Senator Duckworth has a piece where it requires the state auditor to provide an investment report to volunteer firefighters relief associations, and that's the piece that we did amend with the A50. Senator Bingham is the statewide volunteer firefighter plan, which adds vesting alternatives to PARA and removes pension reduction for retiring during the first 5 years of joining the plan and modifies the procedures for joining the plan. Senator Rarick has MSRS Correctional authorizing the transfer of service credit from MSRS General to the correctional plan upon payment of an eligible member. And then there is a State Auditor's Volunteer Firefighter Association Working Group bill and a SBI, a State Board of Investments, clarifying the classification of the professional employees there. Senator France has a MSRS Correctional adding a residential program lead to the list of positions at the Department of Human Services that are covered by the MSRS Correctional Plan. Senator Dreheim has an MSRS Correctional also adding dental hygienist to the list of positions at the DHS that are covered by the MSRS Correctional Plan. Senator Rarick has the PARA excluding coverage employees of the Duluth Transit Authority who are covered by a Teamsters pension plan. Then there's the technical clarifications and corrections, and for MSRS unclassified extends for 1 year the application of a pre-2017 factor used in converting a lump sum to annuity for employees of the legislature. That's the bill, members. Again, I want to thank the Pension Commission. I'd like to thank also staff, Joey Wiley and Stephanie and Andrew from the nonpartisan staff. They've been wonderful to work with, and I ask for your support. Stand for questions.
Discussion to Senate File 3540 as amended. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for Senator Rosen for this consensual bill that came out of the Pension Commission. We've always had a really good history of working together on a bipartisan basis on the Pension Commission. And thank you. All these provisions are very important to different constituencies and different members, and I'm happy to see them all included. And they've all been thoroughly vetted. There is one provision that I have some concerns about, which is a grandfather provision, and I just know and hope there'll be further discussions about that further down the line. Thank you, and thank you to all the staff as well, who does an excellent job.
Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 3540, a bill for an act relating to retirement.
Third reading. Further discussion to the bill. Senator Bingham.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to take this opportunity to talk about two of the provisions that came from two constituents of mine, and I'm very appreciative of Senator Rosen and Senator Pappas for their mentorship and leadership on this issue to help me hopefully get it across the finish line. One is about the three-year window to for TRA to allow teachers to come back and not be penalized on their maximum amount that they make. That came from my former math teacher, Mr. Virgin, who still is a constituent, and you can find him at the local golf course now in retirement, and I do hope he comes back and teaches because he's an incredible teacher. But this really is an opportunity to kind of help our teachers and students and bringing back some of these very qualified retired teachers to help fill the needs of our school districts. And the second part is from my neighbor who's the captain of the Newport Fire Department, Todd Tokar. I really appreciate him bringing forward the ideas about the volunteer fire pensions and the vesting schedule changes for folks that are in a relief association coming to the state pension. So again, appreciate the inclusion of these provisions. This is a good bill, and appreciate the help of Senator Rosen and Senator Pappas. Thank you.
Further discussion to Senate File 3540 as amended. Seeing none, the Secretary will... Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I want to thank Senator Rosen and the Pensions Committee for supporting a bill that's also in the jobs bill, and that is to study the adequacy of workers' compensation and pensions to work together when our first responders are hurt on the job. This goes to Officer Eric Mattson, Officer Dan Wolf, and others who early in their careers are 100% disabled, but there's a hole between the benefits they get from workers' compensation and the benefits that they're getting from their pension. We're hoping this study will close that, because these families that have given us so much over the years deserve to be financially stable when their husband or wife or father or daughter has been permanently injured on the job. And so thank you, Senator Rosen, thank you to the committee for including that.
Seeing no further discussion, the secretary will take the final roll on Senate File 3540 as amended. Call Senator Herr to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Herr.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Clausen.
Clausen votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Eaton.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Klein.
Klein votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator Lopez-Fenson.
Lopez-Fenson votes aye. Senator Herr.
Aye for Senator McEwen.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Herr.
And aye for Senator Newton.
Newton votes aye. Senator Herr.
And aye for Senator Putnam.
Putnam votes aye.
Thank you.
Calling Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Coleman votes aye.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Goggin votes aye.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Howell votes aye.
Howell votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Miller votes aye.
Miller votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Thomas Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. All members having voted with the desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and no nays, Senate File 3540 as amended does pass and its title agreed to. Senator Johnson.
Mr. President, I move for a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conferee.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senate is in recess. Senator Johnson, Senate will come to order. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there a privilege report at the desk?
There is. The secretary will report the read the report.
Senator Johnson, on behalf of Senator Miller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees, recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File Number 3872. Senators Tomasoni, Rarick, Jasinski, Housley, and Clausen. Senator Johnson moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
To that motion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I just would like to let everybody know that tomorrow is American Indian Day on the Hill, and it is to welcome and recognize our 11 federally recognized tribes and our urban communities. It begins at 9 a.m. with a continental breakfast. There will be networking, and tribal and urban organizations will have tables and information out. You will hear drums, so keep your ears open for that. It's located in the L'Etoile du Nord, room B15, so I would cordially invite each and every one of you, especially if you represent Indian country in this state, to step in there and learn a little bit more about our tribes and our communities, and say hello to those that are working in conjunction with this, our state government. So, Chimigwich and Wopi Latanka.
Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just once again, another reminder, the I-90 party is Wednesday. It's from 5 to 9:30. It's our second year at CHS Stadium, which is a great venue. We know it all gets tense the last couple of weeks, so this is a good time to get together with your fellow legislators across the aisle and enjoy some good food and beverages. So hope to all see you on the I-90, and I want to thank Senator Rosen for all her work on the party. She's done a great job getting it ready for us. Thank you.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I can see already Wednesday is going to be a really, really good day. But we'll kick it off and start out. It's going to be Bread Day on Wednesday. So bring your appetites. Wednesday is Bread Day. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Frentz.
Why, thank you, Mr. President. Members, do you like parties? Do you like CHS Field? Well, then you will like this announcement. Glad to report that tonight, the Minnesota Government Relations Council is honoring all retiring legislators. Do you know a retiring legislator? Well, they will be honored from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight at CHS Field in St. Paul. Be there. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator Johnson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, May 10th at 11 a.m.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Motion does prevail. Senate is adjourned.